Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We have the privilege of starting Meseches Menachos, Menachos Daf Beis, Menachos 2a. Pagination theoretically is page 3. The concept of a mincha is an offering, typically of flour and oil, with whatever ingredients in total. Sometimes some water is added, sometimes lavona is added, but the menachos are offerings similar to karbanos that we discussed in the previous Masechta Zevachim, but they're being made primarily out of flour. Now, our Mishnah will outline that the four steps regarding the mincha are going to correspond to the four steps in the zevach, in the karban. So you're going to have kmitza, which is when the kohen takes a portion, a fistful as it's described, of the flour out of the container that's holding the entire mincha, and he takes off this kmitza, this small portion, and places it into a vessel, a klisharis, something owned by the Beis HaMikdash, which will sanctify it. So the kmitza is the equivalent of shechita. It's extricating something from it. In the case of the animal, you're causing the blood to flow, and then you're accepting it in a vessel that sanctifies it, and that's going to be brought to the Mizbeach. Over here, the kmitza is an act that separates the flour from the rest, and Nasan Bekli, he's placing it into a vessel which will sanctify it. Holach is the act of walking with this that is going to be brought to the Mizbeach. In the case of the Karban, the Zevach, it's the blood that's in the vessel. In the case of the Mincha, it's the Kmitza that's in the vessel. But it's Holach, he's bringing it to the Mizbeach. Vehiktir, and then you burn it on the Mizbeach. In the case of the blood, it was the sprinkling on the side of the Mizbeach. In the case of the Kmitza, the way you bring it to the Mizbeach is putting it on the altar as an offering to be burnt. So the Mishnah begins, Kol ha-menachos shenikmitzu shelo lishman kasheros. Any time that you have a mincha offering that the Kmitza was done with the wrong intent, it was done for the wrong type of karban, or it was done for the wrong owner, but the wrong intent was present, kisheros, they're going to be kosher, they're going to be valid, ela shelo olu lebailim l'shem chova, but they do not fulfill the owner's obligation. For whatever reason he was obligated to bring this mincha, he didn't fulfill his obligation. So what does it mean, kasheros, then? In what way is it kosher? The answer is that you continue bringing it as a voluntary offering, similar to the way we presented this concept in the beginning of Maseches Zevachim, by an animal that was shecht, or that any of its primary acts were done for the wrong reason, it remains a nedava in most cases. It's a voluntary karban, and the owner does not fulfill his obligation through it. Very similar. Chutz, with the exception, miminchas chote uminchas kanaos, the mincha of the sin offering, and the mincha of the sota. Kanaos means jealousy, that the husband is wondering what's going on, who's hanging out with my wife. Those two, chote and kanaos, are exceptions in that, just as by the Zevach that we saw in the beginning of Maseches Zvachim, it stops in its tracks. If it's a chatos, it does not turn into a voluntary offering. Here also, the chote and the kenos stops in its tracks and it does not become a nedava. So we want to take a step back over here and appreciate that there are different types of menachos. Clearly identified here were the minchas chote and the minchas kenaos as unusual cases. So let's mention them since they've been itemized. The minchas chote is the case that we found in Vayikra Hey Yud Aleph, where there's a carbon ole v'yored, the sliding scale carbon, which we've encountered, that depending on the person's wherewithal, financial wherewithal, he would bring either an animal, he would bring birds, or he would bring this mincha type of carbon. And that's the minchas chote that's being mentioned over here. It's a type of chatos. The minchas kenaos, as we mentioned, is the case of the sota who's bringing her offering at the time that the husband brings her to the Beis HaMikdash to verify whether indeed she has acted immorally to the extent that she's forbidden to return to her husband. That she's acted improperly, that could be, we would all agree, she's been hanging out in a way that causes suspicion, perhaps. But in any case, if she's going to have crossed the threshold, that will be verified. The regular menachos, which is really what our Mishnah is about, if not for it mentioning except for the chote and the kenos, the main topic of mincha is found in Vayikra Beis in the beginning of the perek, as well as in Vayikra Vav, starting with Pasuk Zayin. You have different types of menachos, including, for example, a minchas machavas, which is made on a griddle, or a minchas marcheshes, which is made in a pan. And as we will see in the coming sessions, these different offerings will often appear very different. The machavas made on a griddle is going to be dry because the oil gets used up in the process. The marcheshes, which is made in a pan, is going to be a deep pan, and it's going to have a softness to it. All of these menachos are going to be technically matzah, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to offer them on the mizbeach, but they might not be matzah in the way we are accustomed to think of matzah, which is very wafer-like. There would be different types of making the mincha in a way that, again, we might, because of all our stringencies, might not have in our expertise made matzah that way, but they are considered matzah to be offered on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah continues and tells us, Minchas Chote u Minchas Kenos Shekamtzan Shelo Lishman, if these menachos had their kmitza done not for the right reason, Nosan Bekli, the placing in the vessel was done for the wrong reason, V'holach, the holacha was done for the wrong reason, V'hiktir Shelo Lishman, or it was offered on the mizbeach, onto the fire, without the right intent, these halachas would kick in, which are that by a regular mincha, it becomes a nedava, a voluntary, and by a minchas chote and a minchas kenaos, it stops right there, and it does not get brought psulos. They're considered pasul. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.